Today marks the anniversary, the one-year anniversary, of the Navy SEAL mission in Abbottabad, Pakistan, that ended Osama bin Laden's life. It was a raid that took place in the pre-dawn hours of May 2nd.
I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
Catching Osama bin Laden had been the government's foremost security goal since September 11th, and it's no surprise that Barack Obama would use that successful raid in his re-election campaign. But the Obama campaign's ad that came out on Friday has stirred up a little political controversy. Joining us now, our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Celeste. Welcome back. Welcome back, guys.
Let's take just a thank you. Let's take just a quick listen to the a clip from the ad that I'm talking about here. Here's President Clinton, who comes out as kind of the spokesperson in the ad.
He took the harder and the more honorable path, and the one that produced, in my opinion, the best result.
That's not the part that's kind of brought up controversy. It's the part in which the ad seems to argue that Mitt Romney would not have made the same decision. Why is the GOP upset about this?
Well, you can imagine why they're so upset about it, because it makes their opponent look like a stalwart decision maker, which is something they're painting him as you know, a quality they're painting him as not possessing, and suggesting that their candidate wouldn't have had the guts to make the tough call. That video, by the way, does not feature, you know, images of Abbottabad or Osama bin Laden or Navy SEALs. It, you know, the tinkling piano music, if you haven't seen the video, features the president sort of in photographs from behind, staring solemnly out of the window of the Oval Office, backlit, sort of real Oval Office decision maker solemn type of photos. And that's the atmosphere of the video and of the campaign ad, as Bill Clinton talks about it. Republicans are upset because it suggests that Mitt Romney may not have made that decision. It points to comments that he made in 2007 when he was running against John McCain in the primary, in which Mitt Romney said something to the effect that he would not devote billions of dollars and man hours to the hunt for one person, that it wasn't necessarily America's national security priority. And they pointed to one comment, which incidentally, Mitt Romney later reversed in a way. And we should be fair. Here's another thing, Celeste, that has Republicans very upset, is that 1 year ago, when Osama bin Laden was killed, Mitt Romney did directly praise the mission, praise the Navy SEALs who carried it out, praise the intelligence, and praised the president for making the call. So they think it's a little bit unfair to now be turning around on 2007 Mitt Romney and questioning whether he, in fact, would have made the same call the president did 1 year ago.
And Mitt Romney appears here. Here's Mitt Romney speaking to reporters in New Hampshire on Monday. Kind of sounds like he's trying to downplay the whole decision-maker president thing.
You would have given the order, Governor?
Well, of course. Even Jimmy Carter would have given that order.
So if, in case you didn't hear that, he said even Jimmy Carter would have given that order. But is this a real controversy, Todd? I mean, it sounds like obviously the Republicans don't want President Obama being able to tout the death of Osama bin Laden. They probably are not all that happy that he's able to take credit for that. I mean, that seems to me like an Washington insider kind of tempest in a teapot.
It's a campaign. Well, campaigns are so much of tempest in a teapot. Let's be honest about that. It does get into a little bit of a tit for tat. I think one of the parts of this that might transcend that is whether or not, or to what extent, it's appropriate to use actions like this in campaign videos. The president himself said after the killing of Osama bin Laden, this is not a trophy. We won't be doing any trophy dances here. No spiking the football, to use the sports metaphor that the president is so fond of. So you walk a very fine line in a campaign when you want to get the credit for something that everybody said was a good thing. If you made that call, you can't take direct credit. The president didn't pull the trigger. The president didn't rappel out of a helicopter. Doesn't ever want to suggest that he did. That would be extremely unseemly, but does want credit for the decision. Incidentally, that Mitt Romney comment is an interesting one, saying Jimmy Carter would have made that call. Jimmy Carter famously painted as weak on national security, part of the reason why Democrats in the modern era have been thought of as being weak on national security. Let's remember in 1980, Jimmy Carter did make that call. Jimmy Carter did send helicopter teams, yes, to rescue hostages in Tehran, which crashed in the desert. The mission was a failure and was one of the many weights that helped make Jimmy Carter a one-term president, which in a way is the opposite point of what Mitt Romney was trying to make. In fact, had the mission failed, well, I can't say in fact, but let's imagine had President Obama made that call, had the mission failed, or the helicopters crashed, or many SEALs killed, or who knows what, the reporting and the memories would be, to say the least, far, far, far different. Which is what Jimmy Carter did and did fail. So,
well, I wonder how much political capital this earns the president outside of Washington. Joe Biden said last week, GM is alive and Bin Laden is dead.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about slogans today, and maybe that's a good one. But I wonder if Osama Bin Laden's death is something that will actually gain President Obama votes come November.
It has not been so far. President Obama, I remember a year ago with you and John talking about presidential bumps after events like this. And what we said, history shows that you get a bump, and then that bump immediately goes away in a matter of 6 or 9 weeks. And that's what happened in this case. There's no evidence that President Obama's poll numbers are any higher because of this incident. But what it has done inevitably is helped inoculate him from a charge inevitably that would be made against him that he is weak on national security. Mitt Romney and other Republican candidates have made the charge that the president apologizes for America, has been weak with Iran, has sold out America overseas, sort of corollaries to this issue that he's weak on national security. But the successful mission, the successful killing of Osama bin Laden, which is ultimately the commander-in-chief's decision, helps inoculate him from that charge. I don't know that he gets extra votes for it. He probably prevents himself from losing votes to the charge of being, weak on national security.
And in a way, it means that the GOP can't hold the title as the party of 9/11, which they often do since in the elections in the past 10 years. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, thank you so much.
Celeste, Mitt Romney is in New York today with Rudy Giuliani and firefighters commemorating the one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. So we'll see how he handles it today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Todd.
Pleasure.